Now, I don't know about you. I don't want to be judged on my works. I want eternal life.
And Dr. Tony Evans says that's only possible because of the Lord's sacrifice on the cross.
Jesus Christ now offers eternal life to all who respond to him. The price has already been paid.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. The Bible makes it clear that sinners don't get into heaven unless they're forgiven sinners. Today, Dr. Evans will explain why forgiveness is even possible and describe the only way we can receive it. Let's join him.
This name of Jesus as the Lamb of God is a critical name because it speaks of his work. It speaks of the purpose for which he came. Now, to appreciate why he's called a lamb, we got to go back. When Adam and Eve sinned, they tried to fix the problem themselves because they sewed together some leaves, tied them around themselves to cover themselves. The problem was their attempt to cover their sin was unacceptable to God. And not that they didn't try. It's not they didn't come up with a sewing singer program. It's just that the sowing of the leaves did not satisfy the demand of God. So God had to slay an animal himself and shed blood in order to provide a covering for Adam and Eve that he himself would accept. He would not accept the covering they offered. He would only accept the covering he provided. This would lead to a sacrificial system throughout the whole Old Testament by which the wrath of God against sin could be assuaged. The main centerpiece of this program went back to an event in Exodus chapter 12 called the Passover. When Israel was leaving Egypt, the last plague was, I am going to take the life of the firstborn in every Egyptian home. In order for you, Israel, to bypass what I'm getting ready to do to Egypt, you have to slay a lamb and shed its blood. You are then to take the blood and paint it on the doorposts of your houses. And when the death angel comes over to slay the firstborn of these rebellious Egyptians, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Exodus 12, verse 13. In other words, the blood will avert judgment based on God's justice. The lamb had to be given without spot or blemish. In other words, it had to be a perfect lamb. It couldn't be diseased. It couldn't have anything wrong with it because it had to be acceptable to the provider. So in the Old Testament, there was a temporary system put in place to keep God's wrath from being expressed to his people because of their sin through the sacrificial system. The verse that kind of gives you the summary of this is 2 Corinthians 5:21, which says, he who knew no sin, he was perfect, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. There was a credit transfer. God took the perfect credit of Jesus. He's got a perfect credit score. And he transfers the perfect credit score to the person who receives Christ. So even though you got a bad credit score, when God looks at you, he sees a perfect credit score. Your credit score is bad. Jesus' credit score is perfect. What God does is he transfers that credit score to your account. so that when he looks at you, it is as though you have never sinned, even though we all still sin, but because the credit score is perfect, we are acceptable to a perfect God because he's given us his perfect credit through his perfect son. That's good news. I got a bill that I don't have to pay for. And so he wants us to know that Jesus is the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. Now that we've got that, this is the atonement. This is the substitution. I want to go a little deeper with you. I want to look at the theology of the Lamb. That's, he taketh away the sin of the world. There are a number of deep theological words that I want to acquaint you with so that you understand and can appreciate why this week matters. In Romans chapter 3, Paul strings together a couple of those key words. He says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So let's start with that. God doesn't measure you by your neighbor. Now you may be better than your neighbor, but you're too short for God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So when it comes to God, don't say, what about Joe, Jim, Betty, or Bill? That's irrelevant. God is measuring you against his standard. If you were swimming to Hawaii and I was swimming to Hawaii off of the California coast, you may swim further than me, but both of us are going to drown because the distance is too far. The distance between a perfect God and a sinful humanity is too far. So you may be taller than me, I may be taller than you, but we're too short for God. So all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But then he says, being justified as a gift by his grace. So that is a word, gift. Gifts you don't earn. Once you earn it, it's a wage. Gifts are free. Gift by his grace. So he gives it. Justified. That's our first theological word that this Lamb produces. The word justification means to be declared legally innocent. It's like a judge saying, I find you not guilty. That's justification. It's a legal term. It's a courtroom term. When a sinner believes on Jesus Christ, he is declared by God not guilty because of the righteousness transfer I just talked about. So you're as guilty as sin, but God says not guilty because he looks at Christ and exonerates you. So that's justification. It is a declaration legally of not being guilty before a holy God. Then he comes to the second word. The second word, he says in verse 24, through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Okay, redemption. Any of y'all remember those green stamp redemption places growing up? You know, you go buy something at the store, they give you a bunch of stamps, and then you take it to the redemption center to get something you're redeeming. You're taking the green stamps and you're trading the stamps in to get some gift of some kind. Those were the redemption centers. Well, that's what redemption, the redemption is to release through the payment of a price. It was where slaves were put on the slave block and they would be bought by somebody and then set free. It would be redemption. To redeem is to buy something by paying a price for it in order to release it. So God declared you righteous so that he could let you get out of jail. He declared you righteous, me righteous, so that we would no longer be held hostage. Now, we're going to go somewhere with that in a moment. So here's what I want everybody to know. If you're not a Christian, you need to be justified, okay? You need to be declared righteous. You can't declare yourself righteous. Only the judge can do that. If you are not a Christian, you need to be redeemed. Jesus Christ has already put up the price. It's called bail. He's already put up the bond so that you could be set free. You can't pay your own bail. It costs too much. Let me tell you how much your bail costs if you're going to put up your own bail. Eternity. That's how long it's going to take you to pay the price that God demands for our sin. It will take forever. So since you don't can't afford forever, Jesus Christ picked up the forever price tag so that you can be set free. That's redemption. Then he gives you the zinger word. I call this the zinger word. Theologically, he says, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood. Propitiation, that is a big theological word that means satisfaction. Satisfaction. To be propitiated means to be satisfied. So when we say that Jesus was set forth as a propitiation, what we are saying is he satisfied the just demands of a holy God with his substitutionary atonement. God said, I'm satisfied. What you have done, son, has satisfied my holy demands on all of mankind who's ever lived forever. I am now satisfied. And so I reconcile the world to myself because I accept your substitution. So, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, in order that God can now offer the whole world eternal life. You're not having to fix your sin to get saved. That price was already paid. You have to accept the Savior so that he can now give you eternal life. In the judgment of non-Christians in Revelation chapter 20, they're judged based on their works since they chose not to respond to grace. God says, okay, if you don't want grace, then I'll do what you want. I'll do your works. So therefore, there will be different degrees of separation from God. Hell is not an equal opportunity environment. It is separation from God forever. There's maximum prison, medium prison, and minimum prison, okay? Based on your works. Since you want to be judged on your works, I will judge you on your works. You will be separated from me regardless because you don't have life and only eternal life comes to heaven. But so you don't have eternal life, so you can't be with me. But since you want me to judge you on your works, I'll judge you on your works, and that will determine your location while being separated from me. Now, I don't know about you, I don't want to be judged on my works. I want eternal life. The price has already been paid, okay? Jesus Christ now offers eternal life to all who respond to him, justification, redemption, and then propitiation, satisfied.
Dr. Evans will come back with more on the Lamb of God in just a moment. Stay with us.
Our identity describes who we are. Jesus Christ's identity is described throughout the Bible by many different names. Why are the names of Jesus important to know? Could this help you understand who you are? Dr. Tony Evans' book, The Power of Jesus' Names, will help you discover the life and character of Jesus, ultimately giving you a deeper understanding of who you are and what Jesus is and what he came to do for you. Call today to get your copy of Dr. Tony Evans' book, The Power of Jesus' Names. 1-800-800-3222 or visit TonyEvans.org. Dr. Evans' signature storytelling style makes the power of Jesus' names a fascinating journey. Get to know Jesus as provider, savior, king, and many more names as you explore his character. Again, call 1-800-800-3222 or visit TonyEvans.org.
When you do, we'll send you a copy of The Power of Jesus' Names as our gift when you help us keep Tony's teaching on this station with a contribution of any size. Along with it, you'll get a whole package of special bonuses. It starts with his new 11-message series, Encountering Jesus' Names. There's also the Power of Jesus' Names study guide and a companion DVD loaded with custom content recorded by Dr. Evans on location in Israel, not available anywhere else. Four powerful resources, all yours with our thanks when you make any donation. Now, we can only make this rare quadruple offer for a limited time, and we don't want you to miss out. So get in touch with us today by visiting TonyEvans.org, where you can find all the details and make the arrangements. Or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by around the clock to help you.
Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, right now, Dr. Evans is back with more of today's message. Let's join him.
1 John 2:2 says that he was not only the propitiation for our sins, but for the whole world. So not only for Christians. Non-Christians need to know that their sins have already been paid for. But Christians need to know it too. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says something. He says, "And he himself bore our sins in his own body on the cross." And he's writing to Christians. These people are already saved. But he tells them what Jesus did on the cross. "So that," why did you die? "Now that I'm already saved, I'm going to heaven. Why am I worried about this?" "So that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his wounds you were healed." Oh, no, you didn't. I need to read that verse again. He says, he himself, Jesus himself, bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, the reason he did it, we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his wounds you were healed. That's getting deep. He died for you so that you would get saved and have eternal life. But what about now that I am saved? Oh, he died for you for that too. "So that you would no longer be ruled by sin, but now you would be ruled by right." He died so that you would live in spiritual victory, not spiritual defeat. He died so that the devil would no longer own you. And by his stripes, his death was so crunk. His death was so on point that not only does it save you in heaven, it saves you in history. His death, by his stripes, he says you were healed. Many of us are here with wounds that have not healed. Wounds from the past, wounds from the pain, wounds from our sins, wounds from yesterday, wounds that will not heal. He says, even though you're saved, because he's writing to Christians, he says, even though you're saved and you still have wounds, the blood I shed on the cross is so powerful, I can heal your wounds even though you're already saved. So the cross is not just so that sinners will become saints. It is also so that saints will get healed. That's why when you get up in the morning, the first thing you ought to say is, "Behold." You ought to open up with, "Behold the Lamb of God who has dealt with all of my sin, not only to get me to heaven, but to keep you off of my back today. I am depending on that blood." That is the sacrifice of the atonement. Jesus is called the Lamb 28 times in the book of Revelation. In chapter 16, he lets us know the Lamb knows how to become a lion. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, lambs are meek and mild and soft. But then chapter 16 talks about the wrath of the Lamb. See, that's why he's called the Lion of Judah. See, over here, he's nice and tender and all that. But every now and then when stuff gets rough, he becomes the Lion of Judah. And it says, the wrath of the Lamb. When men rebel against him and when Satan rises up, then that Lamb gets teeth. Because he's also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I want to show you one other scripture as we close. Revelation chapter 5. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. "Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever." And the four living creatures kept saying, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. It says, when they saw the Lamb, that's the substitutionary atonement. When they saw the atonement, it says the Lamb was on the throne. So you got a Lamb in charge. So when you think of Jesus, just don't think of this little animal walking around. You got to think of somebody sitting on the throne. To him who sits on the throne. So this Lamb is in charge. And what it says was that everybody, angels, things in the sea, everything in the sea, the elders, the creatures, it says they fell down and they worshiped him. So if you want to activate the blood, then you must develop worship as a lifestyle and not as an event. See, God doesn't want you to come to worship and then leave worship. God wants you to be a worshiper. It's just on Sunday, you're just not doing it by yourself. It's just on Sunday, it's called collective worship. But when you intersect Jesus through everything in your life and you say, "Worthy is the Lamb," because you're on the throne. Even when the devil's coming at you, the problems are coming at you, the wounds are coming at you, but you spray a little blood activator onto your situation, then the Bible says he ever lives to make intercession for you. So get up in the morning and start your worship. As you drive your car, keep your worship going. When you get at work and you get a coffee break, take a 2-minute worship. I want you to know that the blood will not lose its power. You get up in the morning and you shout it out, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world for eternity and for history."
Jesus, the Lamb of God, has taken away your sins. But as we've learned, it's up to you to accept his sacrifice. Here's Dr. Evans with a word about how that happens.
He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Guess what? God is going to let you go to heaven on credit. He will credit to your account the righteousness of Christ because God has credited to Jesus Christ your sin. So your credit score can be 100 if you go to Jesus Christ for salvation right now.
Learn more about what that means and why it's so important. Visit TonyEvans.org, click on the top menu, and follow the link that says Jesus. Tony has a quick video that explains it all, and you'll find some free follow-up resources there as well. That's TonyEvans.org. While you're there, don't forget to take advantage of that special offer I told you about earlier. You'll get the brand new book, The Power of Jesus' Names, along with the interactive study guide and resource DVD, full of custom content from Tony, plus the full-length version of all 11 messages in his current teaching series, Encountering Jesus' Names. All four are yours with our thanks when you help us out with a contribution of any size to help us bring you this program every day. Again, this special 4-resource offer won't be available for long, so be sure to visit TonyEvans.org right away for details. You can also get some in-person help from a member of our resource team by calling 1-800-800-3222 any time of the day or night. That's 1-800-800-3222. People whose parents came from different places in the world sometimes say they're part this and part that. But no matter how many parts they list, they only add up to 100%. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans explains why that limitation doesn't apply to Jesus. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.